CITR 101.9 FM. Oops.
Hello. Good morning.
I forgot about iPod and not ending at the end of the track. Did you just say good morning?
Good morning. No, that was me.
Oh, okay. You're
anyway.
Listening to Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Soon to be
Rare
renamed.
Birds.
Oh, God.
But we
not
still don't have
upon.
A name for our fill-in, our temporary fill-in, and our friend Salen suggested that we name our show Rare Birds. And Liz and I thought it was a great idea, but Primita was sleeping, and when she awoke, I suggested it to her, and she just tore it apart. But that was only because she thought it was my idea. As soon as you knew it was Salen's idea, you thought it was great.
No. It's because when you say it, I picture, like,
this is what
80s
I'm saying.
Videos of, like, people holding hands.
But I don't understand stuff. Why Liv is essentially an 80s video.
There's nothing 80s vid about me.
It's because you love hurts.
But not the 80s version.
Doesn't matter. The song is... No. Like, if a really cockney guy came up to me and was like, "You should name your show Rare Birds," or something, then I'd be like, "Hey, that's kind of cool."
I didn't say we should name the show Love Hurts, though. So I don't, like, what does Love Hurts have to do with it at all? Nothing.
It's just you. You're tainted for me forever.
Oh, that's totally depressing. I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Dissension among the ranks. All right.
This show is breaking up.
Third show. Oh, no. Okay.
But anyway.
We do have a really great show for you today.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
What are we going to play?
We are going to play, well, we have a sweet set in the middle with Gang of Four, Human League, and Devo. We'll go into that later.
There's going to be such Devo action. So much good Devo. There's this interview we'd like to play for you guys, yeah. And you guys are going to get a kick out of.
We had an awesome weekend. We went down to Puyallup and saw Devo, and it was amazing.
Was amazing. We'll tell you more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But for now...
Yeah, well, we just played Patrick Wolfe, The Magic Position, from The Magic Position. We tried to play that for you the first show, and it didn't happen. So we're making it up to you now.
And we just can't get enough of Mr. Patrick Wolfe.
He's a lovely man.
Meanwhile, new pornographers, they're coming to town.
They're coming to town, and Dan and Nico are playing this show, which is... rare these days.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play Streets of Fire, a duet between the two of them.
That's sweet.
In honor of that, which is the show September 28th?
No, it's... Yes.
September 28th at the Commodore. I believe it's sold out. So try and break in.
Here are those Rare Birds on CITR.
I told you it's awesome.
Come on, come out of the rain. You're not impressed, you're just too learned. I took the book, I lit the page. Your sabbatical was burning. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage. Lick my lips, twist my hips, but Contessa, I already did. Some things work but me, I choose to lose my skin in the dirt. This whiskey keep Priesty, burn the church to keep his girls alive. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street, let's sully every stage we meet. Lick my lips, twist my hips, poor Contessa. I already did.
The sound from miles away, thumped in my ear like a drum. I was picked out of everyone, so I listened on. Took me out of a passion I'd imagined and sent me out on a search. If it hadn't rained so hard that night, I could have made it to your house by one. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night felt like a vicious joke, would kill me all the way home. So fast, but none of us could catch up to you. Day shone a little less light, so you rebuilt the moves. Taught me how to follow my shadow, could have sunk me like a stone. But the stars shine brighter in the sky than the dust from the dirt. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
CITR 101.9. Please be kind to us and listen to our podcast at CITR.ca. Lions, tigers, and bears.
Luke just suggested a new name for us.
Lionesses, tigresses.
Tigresses and bearesses.
or Giggly Girls show, yeah.
Or The View.
The View of community radio.
This is our view.
Call us and give us your suggestions. 604-822-CITR.
Our apologies to whoever we hung up on. Call back.
Call back. We couldn't answer because we were about to go on the air. But once we're playing a song, call back and we'll answer.
Yeah, once we're playing something.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did we play, ladies?
We played... Let's see,
at the top of the set, what did we play?
We played Streets of Fire by the New Pornographers off of Twin Cinema. Yeah. And then...
Lightning Dust.
Lightning Dust. It's Amber and Josh from Black Mountain. They used to be called Amber and Josh.
That's cute.
And decided that was just, you know, too obvious or something.
So that was from their self-titled album. And
it was Listened On. The name of the song was Listened On. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album. I've heard so much buzz about these kids. They're going to the top. Then we ended the set with His Name Is Alive. Someone else want to pronounce that album?
Zimmer? I think it might be Zimmer.
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 X-M-M-E-R. Zimmer. And Wolf Put His Mouth on Me is the name of the song. We thought that that would transition well into
D-E-V-O.
Actually, it was a total accident. Hooray for Kismet!
Devo were absolutely fantastic. I can't believe how tight they were. They mm-hmm. were so tight. Mm-hmm. Could you?
Yeah, they were so great, and they stripped for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even though they've become slightly portly, it was still kind of sexy.
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't say sexy.
Maybe not.
Only that one dance move during Peekaboo. Remember that?
Whenever they go in a row and they do that marching thing.
Yeah, they all march and then move their legs back and forth like an X.
Nice.
They've been doing that dance move
forever.
If you look at their videos from like the mid-70s, you can find that one like left foot in front of right foot switch. That's like the Devo two-step or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also brought out Boogie Boy. That's what that character's name is.
Yeah,
right?
Boogie Boy.
I had never heard of this character.
Yeah,
but well, if you see the videos, their music videos, there's like two or three that have him like predominantly in them.
Yeah.
Check them out on YouTube. There is really, really sweet videos on YouTube.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Boogie Boy is Mark putting on a disgusting infant mask.
And singing in a really high falsetto.
In a big flowy robe.
It's really adorable.
It was great. It was
so
really great.
Yeah, I want to suckle him.
Ew!
Just kidding, I didn't really.
Mark, mother spa. Come to my bosom.
Okay, anyway.
Devo at the Puyallup Fair, as Boogie Boy said, we were wondering what kind of crowd this would be. Now we know.
Silence.
Whatever that means.
Now we know. It kind of reminds me of the Talking Heads film True Stories, like Devo at the Puyallup Fair. Like there's just something kind of hilarious and ironic and so perfect about it. They wore the Energy Dome hats.
Which Pramita bought for $30. She's insane.
$30. I mean, like, they're... I'm going to play this this interview. They'll talk a little bit more about the Energy Domes and the idea of, like, marketing, like, something that would be easily marketable. And, like, I think that was perfect to sell it for $30. Like, and the bottom says made in China and everything. But, like, the whole thing was so perfectly tongue-in-cheek. And the set I want to play with Devo are bands from the late 20th century that so aptly summarize the state of humanity and society, devolution. So with Devo, I'm also going to play Human League's Empire State Human and Gang of Four's Not Great Men. Discuss amongst yourselves. I think there's some ideas to be thought around
or
here.
Or discuss with us.
Yeah, call us in.
822-CITR.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, here is a Devo interview that is totally hilarious, and I think you will get a kick.
Devo is going to usher in the Halloween holiday with two shows at Radio City Music Hall on Saturday night, and right now we are delighted to welcome two members of the group, Jerry Casal and Mark Mothersbaugh, Alive at 5. It's nice to have both of you with us.
Well, it's nice to be here. We're delighted, Jack.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Why are you wearing those glasses?
Because I'm legally blind without them.
That's a good reason. What is the new image with the plastic JFK-type hairdos? Is this part of the preppy influence in our country this day?
Actually, we're just adapting to the feudal corporate state that we find ourselves in.
today.
Is that F-U-T-I-L-E or
futile,
F-U-D-A-L?
Like Camelot.
I like Camelot.
Yeah, not futile.
No, futile, as right. in mooring. The song Whip It was a vehicle that allowed you to perhaps move from being a cult group a little more toward the mainstream of rock and roll. It was a big record, but it was a record that was misunderstood to a degree.
That's why it was big.
That's why it was big?
Right.
You want to explain what you mean?
Yes.
Remembering that this is on at 5:30 in the afternoon and it's live.
I'm contemplating. People thought it was a song with certain sexual innuendos.
Right.
When really it was a song of moral uplifting value.
Why?
A can-do philosophy that's familiar to all American businessmen. But it was popular because people could interpret it as being convoluted and sick.
And that was the reason they went out and bought it, you think?
Everything that sells usually is.
Everything that sells usually is. Why did you change your image from the bowls on your heads to the...
Chemotherapy, Jack.
Fine.
No, we didn't like
in the butter
fun
finger.
Of, actually.
Oh, probably.
Many people thought they were flower pots, and we didn't appreciate being made fun of in that manner.
Oh, well, I can appreciate a sensitivity, I suppose, but what were they?
Well, they were energy domes, as a matter of fact.
Energy domes.
Yeah. Energy comes up through your body and escapes out the back of your occipital lobe. And we made the hats to capture that energy, kind of like a Jacob's ladder, and send it back down through your body.
I see, but...
That's back down.
I know it's a dirty word these days, but we're...
What, body?
Kind of, no. We're kind of conservationalists.
Conservationalists?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, we were trying to recycle our energy.
Well, that's... It's all right. What's dirty about that?
Well, people accused us of wearing flower pots.
Oh. Well, one of the things I read said that they were looked like dog bowls. Feed an animal in, so.
That was a funny thing. We fed dogs out of those before, and they enjoy it.
They probably went right for it, right?
They did.
The dog was hungry. What are you trying to get across with your music? What is the message? When you're on the stage, you are one of the more animated bands doing
we're
rock
basically
music.
A musical... laxative for a constipated society.
I like that.
I mean, I guess Mr. Cousins kind of provided us the proper lead-in.
Well, as a matter of fact, I suppose the two segments would fit together. Aren't you awfully young to
be... He said people do it in their own way, and we're doing it in our own way.
Aren't you awfully young to be so cynical, though, about what's going on with all of us?
Well, I don't think we're cynical at all.
You're not?
No.
We just watch the news.
And that'll sometimes do that for you. All right, well, Devo is going to be across the street from where we are right now on Saturday. They are going to do two shows. They are an up-and-coming group of rock musicians with a message. Actually, several messages. And some of the stuff they do is kind of fun to listen to because as your mind begins to wander, you can sort of play your own game with the lyrics and with the style and with the animation. We thank you for being here, and we wish you success with your careers as members of Devolution.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Nice to have you with us.
Duty now.
Right.
My size increased, and now I'm 14 stories high.
For the last 4 years, InSight, Vancouver's supervised injection site, has proven to be an important part of the solution to Vancouver's drug addiction crisis. Scientific evidence concludes InSight prevents drug overdose deaths, reduces the spread of HIV and AIDS, and moves more people in drug detox and addiction treatment. Despite the science, Prime Minister Harper may not renew InSight's legal status, which will expire on December 31st, 2007. If InSight closes, people will die. Please support a comprehensive solution to drug addiction by visiting www.communityinsight.ca. Tell Prime Minister Harper to do the right thing and keep InSight saving lives.
You're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM. That was Gang of Four. What did we play before that?
Before Gang of Four, Not Great Men.
Right.
Off of A Brief History of 20th Century, we played
Human League.
Human League.
Empire State Human.
Which is the funniest song in the universe. I love that song. So I avoided crowds and traffic jams. They just reminded me of how small I am. That is brilliant. Yeah, and before that we played Devo from Freedom of Choice, Gates of Steel. How'd you like the Devo interview before that?
Hilarious.
So it was too bad for the people listening that they couldn't see what it was. I really think you should tell them what the link is.
Yeah, go to go to youtube.com, search Devo interview, and it'll be the first thing that'll pop up.
They're wearing plastic hair. I don't know if they could figure that out.
The JFK quiff.
Yes.
It's, Mark's glasses are priceless.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
No, and there's this point where Mark Mothersbaugh is eating a chocolate bar, and then he just throws the wrapper behind him. He just throws it. I love it.
And it seems like he's very aware of where the camera is, because he waits until the camera's behind him, and he basically just throws the wrapper straight at the lens. It's just like, pfft.
We're glad to be here, John. So good. There's tons of priceless stuff on YouTube. Check it out. There's this really great Mark Mothersbaugh interview from, like, more recently, because he scored all of Wes Anderson's films. And you get to see his basement of, like, his his home / recording studio, and he has the most magnificent instruments, and he's just got tons and tons and tons of old Casios and stuff like that. And the whole family is in, like, engineering and stuff like that. So, like, his brother's still there, and he
lives with his brother?
No, they work in the same studio.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that would be awesome. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that little set there. Maybe, should we do concert listings?
Let's do concert listings.
Let's do it.
Okay, so things happening in Vancouver this week. Tonight, the Smashing Pumpkins are playing at the PNE Forum. And yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, crazy. Amy Winehouse at the Orpheum was canceled. Bond de Rôle with Juicebox are playing at Richards. Tomorrow night, They Might Be Giants are playing at the Commodore. But if you don't want to go see that, you should go to Shindig at the Railway Club tomorrow night, because the Canaries, the Ludvico Treatment, and the Stolen Bicycle Gang are playing, and it should be good.
Yeah.
So check it out. On Wednesday, the Girl Nobody CD release is happening at the Red Room. Thursday night, Def Leppard with Styx are playing at the
Giant.
Yes! And also, less hilarious, Besnard Lakes with Hilo Joas. I should really learn how to pronounce things before I say them out.
No,
yeah,
people
whatever.
Should just think of, they should spell their names phonetically.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Hooked on phonics.
It's them, not you.
Works for Liz. Okay, also Mohawk Lodge playing at Richards. On Friday, Champion is playing at Richards, and as we mentioned before, New Pornographers are playing with Lavender Diamond at the Commodore. Saturday the 29th, Early Mart are playing at the Lamplighter, and on Sunday I couldn't find anything that I wanted to say out loud, so I'm moving on Sunday.
Yeah,
that is happening.
That's a happening.
And Monday, October 1st, Klaxons with Mystery Jets are playing at the Commodore. Yeah.
Yum.
Busy week, especially for me.
Moving girl. Don't forget, Sunday. Lizzie moving.
You can help.
If you guys want to help, just call CITR, 822-CITR, to be Liz's moving crew. She won't pay you.
But I'll pay you in love.
And hot, hot music that I'm sure she will blare from her parents' van.
Totally.
That's right. Speaking of hot music, Liz and I saw the No Age... Not the no age, just no age. the other night at Pat's Pub, and it was an insane show. Somebody actually got their nose broken.
He almost touched me with his blood.
He almost touched Liz with his blood. Liz's boyfriend got headbutted in the face after helping a guy up. I lost my glasses, and I wasn't even in the mosh pit. I was totally way on the end, but this like really lanky dude got flown across the room into my face. It was intense.
Yeah, the band was even super impressed with us. He said we were way crazier than anybody in the States.
That's true.
Yes, and with lots of profanity.
Yeah, we can't repeat how he described how awesome we were. but it turns out that it was all because of this one young fellow who was actually in the opening band, and underage in the United States. And so here, he just went completely crazy and drank all day and couldn't even really stand up. And he was an aggressive drunk.
Yes, poor little guy. He wasn't aggressive when he was being dragged out, though. He just went limp, like a limp
it's true. It was like a little
newborn
rag doll.
Puppy or something. Yeah, rag doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to play something off They're Weirdo Rippers. Next, we're going to play My Life's All Right Without You on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Is. That is the album. And the song was Rockers to Swallow. And before that, we played No Age. And
from Weirdo Rippers, that was My Life's All Right Without You. In the remaining 10 minutes of the song, or the show, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, which you're listening to on CITR 101.9 FM, we're going to play a pretty dancey set.
Hooray for the 90s.
Yeah. This set is dedicated to Edmonton.
Hooray.
Edmonton, when I went to you kids in, like, what was this, 3 years ago, you kids were blasting that 90s music before it ever played at celebrities out here. Before the hipster kids were all like, I love Daft Punk. No, they were all over it. Specifically, the band DHV and the Abominable Snowman. I saw them in Edmonton 3 years ago. They didn't have anything recorded or anything like that. They were just two guys that were awesome, and they were so adorable, and they loved stuff from the 90s. And they sound like Daft Punk. You will listen to them, and you will laugh and dance together.
Yeah.
That's a good combination.
Totally.
Yeah.
And before we do that, we're going to play Shout Out It Out, another fabulous Edmonton band. Fabulous. My ancestral home keeps cranking out dance bands that are sweet.
What kids want to dance in Edmonton because there's not much else to do.
No. Well, actually, Edmonton's sweet. Calgary, not so sweet.
Yeah, actually, I like Edmonton. I am very...
Yeah, White Ave is a good place to hang out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So here we go. And if we have time, maybe we'll play a live Daft Punk track. Maybe. That's
if
us being coy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out. This one? Let's try this one. No?
I can't even hear it.
I can. It's good. Yeah. Hey, DJ! Yo, Snowman! What's happening, bro? Oh, you know. So is there a party tonight or what, man? Snowman has a party every night! Woo! Alright, man. Hey, we're gonna sing a little song and it goes like this. We'll be right back.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
That was amazing.
That was incredible. CITR 101.9, where we don't agree with Limp Bizkit being the most penultimate band since... What? Funkadelic.
Funkadelic, yeah.
Awesome.
I almost bought a giant sticker of him at the Puyallup Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he was on a belt buckle. I don't remember which stand it was, but I was tempted.
Totally. I would have bought that if I had seen it. Maybe if it was like a dollar. Which is on par, yeah. Anyway, the show, almost technical glitch-free, except for at the end, we reversed the order of those last two songs.
That's
We played Shout It Out afterwards. That's cool.
That's cool. That's the last thing you're going to hear. And you enjoyed that Daft Punk thing that was not Daft Punk.
It sounded like it, but...
How do you pronounce the name, Bryce?
Dici 5. Oh, it's not a V.
Oh,
it's a Roman numeral.
Oh,
I see.
I get it. Okay, Dici 5 and the Abominable Snowman. So awesome. According to Bryce, possibly one of the main members is now in Shout It Out. So perfect.
But we don't know. We don't know for sure.
We don't know.
Look it up. Verify the facts.
Yeah.
Yourself. That's not our job.
That's not our job. No. All right. The other sweet shows that you can hear today on CITR, coming up next is Alternative Radio. It's very serious.
This guy's kind
next,
of a babe.
Shh. Then Parts Unknown with Chris Arific at 1 p.m. So good. Then Let's Get Baked.
Not so much.
The greatest vegan cooking show ever. I'm turning off you guys' mic.
You can't handle this.
Come on. Come on now. Let's pull it together.
Look, he's in a skirt here.
All right. Mic's off. Native Solidarity News at 4 p.m. News 101, CITR's own news show. That is at 5 p.m. Your Request at 5:30. All the way to 9 p.m. with the jazz show with Gavin Walker and 12 Patsy. Sweetie darling, Gavin Walker, good to have gin and tonic with, and Vengeance Is Mine at 12 a.m. A full day of fabulous programming, fabulous darling, on CITR. Let's leave you all with Shout Out. Yes, which one? Computer says no. Oh, long track. Track 4?
Track 4.
Track 4 off of them. Enjoy this. Goodbye. Goodbye?
Bye. Goodbye.
We don't have mics.
We like CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
In Latin America, it's the exact opposite. And it would be a tragedy if this new democracy, which has given a birth to hope once again on a planet which had given up on hope and which was desperate and which thought only in terms of money and making money. But Latin America has challenged that, and it would be a tremendous tragedy if that experiment was crushed, which is why solidarity with the Venezuelans and with what is going on in that continent should be an important part of political practice of progressives in the United States today. Thank you.
That's Tariq Ali, and this is Alternative Radio.